It's a Sunday morning. It's 9 o'clock. That means Fantasy Football Sunday right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports with your host, me, Mac Morey. Good to see you. Good morning. You just spent your Saturday butts on your couch, I hope, watching some amazing college football. Way to go, Wildcats, K-State, Missouri. Whoo! A little scary there against the Auburn Tigers there for a second. Way to go, Brady Cook coming back. I love opening the Jay Southland toe text line. You can be a part of it. 913-586-7965. We'll be taking your start or sit questions for the end of the show. The last 20 minutes or so, we'll be answering every question we get in the text line. But I opened it up this morning, 816, 20 hours ago. Luther Burden's a bum. 18 hours ago, same 816 number. I retract my Luther Burden slander from earlier. What a comeback. Brady Cook for president. I love the text line. Make sure you are a part of it. 913-586-7965 on this wonderful Sunday morning, Fantasy Football Sunday, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, along with my executive producer, Quentin Morris, who I'm lucky to be having by my side. Week 7, boys and girls, get ready. Get your fantasy football lineups going. We've already got football on right now with the titillating matchup over there across the pond between the Jaguars and the Patriots. Ugh. I don't know why we're just... Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that to England? Why are we doing this game over in London? We keep screwing them over with that terrible matchup. So if you're in a week-to-week league, if you're in a normal year-to-year draft league and you're doing poorly... you've got to judge right now if you can actually come back here in week 7. Maybe try to pull a blockbuster trade off this week. If you're 1-5, 2-4, and you have a guy like Derrick Henry, maybe it's time to really look at the rest of the league and see what you can get for a guy like him. If you feel like the rest of your roster is strong enough, you get a couple more pieces, you're just a little thin across the board, a guy like Derrick Henry can get you a couple pieces, maybe help you win a few more games and get in your playoffs. Once you're in the playoffs, man, it's like the MLB. I mean, anyone can win. I mean, it's like that a little bit in the NFL, but we see it more in the MLB. It does not matter. Once you get in that wild card and once you're passed, I mean, we've seen it right here in Kansas City. Anything's possible. So if you think you can make some sort of miracle comeback with a big trade like that, I would be looking at that. And if not, it's time to ruin some other people's seasons. And you can do that by listening right here on 96.5 The Fan from 9 to 10 right here to help you out with the waiver wire pickups. We do have two teams on bye this week, so it's going to give away a couple different players, Bears and Cowboys. So without a couple wide receivers, Cole Kmet, a decent tight end these last few weeks, Cowboys, other than CeeDee Lamb, not any like week-to-week starters. There are some injuries over the NFL this week, as usual. Jonathan Taylor is going to be out this week. Jerome Ford for the Browns. We'll talk about what that means for Nick Chubb and his debut later on. Jonathan Brooks still on that injury report for Carolina, but if you've been stashing him for this whole season, that is the rookie out of Texas, you've been stashing him, hey, one more week or so. And those Chuba Hubbard owners, beware of that. Jonathan Brooks is coming back, and there's a good chance he takes over that RB1 role over there in Carolina. Dallas Goedert injured. Tajay Spears, Juwan Jennings, Jake Moody still hurt there for San Francisco, which will have an impact on today's game against the Chiefs. And then Cordell Patterson. So let's get to the waiver wire pickups of this week. You're looking at your roster and you say, oh, I need a better matchup there, or who should I pick up, or is there a handcuff maybe for down the line for long-term needs that maybe you could assess? Let's talk about it. So Rico Dowdle, DeAndre Swift, and Ezekiel Elliott all on bye this week. For the running back position, here's who you could maybe pick up. Trey Sermon, still no Jonathan Taylor this week. Sermon, only 2.9 points last week in half PPR. This is like the third week we've talked about Sermon, as Jonathan Taylor now going to miss his third game. But he had zero catches on zero targets. Miami's much worse on D than Tennessee, who the Colts played last week. So I think I would start Sermon today, but I don't love it. And like I've said, I don't think Sermon's actually a great player, but he is the starting running back. Anthony Richardson's back in the lineup today for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll see what that means for running backs, for checkdowns. But hey, Flacco didn't throw one ball Sermon's way last week, so not one target. So maybe Richardson does do that more, but he's a running quarterback. You know, if it's check it down to the flat, or if it's running with my 6'5", 240-pound body, Richardson has proven to us over the small sample size that we've seen him that he's likely to run. All right, let's keep going with running backs here in the waiver wire position. Rico Dowdle, he's on a bye this week, but he's becoming RB1 in Dallas. After the bye, it is a must-win time for Dallas to stay in the playoffs, in the playoff hunt. So there's no more screwing around with an old Ezekiel Elliott or a washed Dalvin Cook who's still on the practice squad. They got to start Rico Dowdle. He's been the best running back for the last 6 weeks. They're finally going to just have to leave their legacy, leave their allegiances aside with Ezekiel Elliott and start Rico. Tyrone Tracy, if he's available in your league, this is seriously a no-brainer. These last 2 weeks, I would hope that your league's smart enough, or hopefully you're smart enough to have picked up Tracy. We've talked about him right here on this show. Singletary may be back, but I don't think it matters for the Giants. I think this is at least a 50-50 backfield, and frankly, I think Tracy is going to lean towards the majority of carries for this Giants team. I wouldn't be surprised if they just stick him playing number one running back. He's provided a clear spark for the G-men, and I got a big game against the Eagles today. We'll talk about that matchup later in the next segment before we get to our start or sit segment in the last 20 minutes of the show. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number to be a part of that segment. Continuing here with running backs, Ty Chandler, Aaron Jones, think he's going to play. So less likely that you really need Ty Chandler. Jones has struggled with injuries, so maybe this is a pickup where, you know, Jones gets hurt again. You've got an RB1. Chandler's been okay. Sean Tucker, if he's still out there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this committee thing sucks right now. You know, Todd Bowles is like, yeah, I like all three of them. We like Rashad White. We like Bucky Irving. And we like Sean Tucker, who Sean Tucker, 14 carries, 136 yards, along with three catches on three targets for over 50 yards and a touchdown, almost 200 scrimmage yards yesterday for Sean, or last week for Sean Tucker. I think he's better than Rashad White. If you've listened to this show these past few weeks, you can tell that I'm not a huge White guy. I think he's a good pass catcher. I don't think he's a great running back. I think Sean Tucker is better on the ground and actually proved to be okay in the passing game as well. It's just really risky with the committee stuff. All three of these guys are going to get snaps. Ugh. But if you believe in Sean Tucker, you watched him last week and you like this Bucs offense, which hell, you should. It's top five right now. And you want to be a part of it in any way. There's a chance, it's slight, folks, but there's a chance Sean Tucker becomes the RB1 of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what is right now a top five offense. And if you're 4-2, 5-1, 6-0, you pick up Sean Tucker and you stash him. And then all of a sudden you have an RB1 on an amazing elite offense, whether that's due to play and productivity where they have to move him up the depth chart or to injury. Either way, you want to be capitalizing on a guy like Sean Tucker. In a similar way, Kamani Vidal for the Chargers. If J.K. Dobbins gets hurt, which we will talk about Dobbins later on our matchup segment coming up, this could be a huge handcuff. He played for the first time last week. They trusted him with a pass. He housed it for 30 yards and a touchdown. If you're 6-0, this is a no-brainer. Kamani Vidal has the chance to be the RB1 on a Chargers team that really likes to run it. And he showed to have a little more juice in the passing game maybe than Dobbins does, which is saying something. Dobbins has been great this year. And also a guy in J.K. Dobbins, 25 years old, has never had a full healthy season. Hell, I mean, six games is a lot for J.K. Dobbins in a season already. And they're not lightening up the carry load or the usage load for J.K. Dobbins quite yet. Kamani Vidal, another sleeper pickup. Over to the tight ends, it is still bleak here in the tight end landscape in fantasy football this season, but I'm here to help you. So Cole Kmet, Jake Ferguson, both on byes this week, not helping our case. We already watched Taysom Hill and the Saints. He was hurt again this week. That is a guy, if you want a long-term tight end pickup, we've talked about him for a few weeks. He's been hurt. Once he comes back, once his lungs are a little healthier, and I hope the best for him and that kind of serious injury, then he's a must play. He's a must start in what has been a really bad tight end landscape. But that Saints team, they've lost four games in a row now. So I don't know. Maybe Taysom Hill isn't that name. Noah Fant, six targets, six catches, 53 yards last week for the Seahawks. I really like Seattle this week, by the way, going up against Atlanta. Geno Smith in a dome. Not a good pass rush for the Falcons. I think the Seahawks have a good day today. Zach Ertz almost had a touchdown last week with Jaden Daniels. He got tackled at the 1 yard line, but Daniels throws him the ball. He throws Ertz the ball. He gets lots of uses. He's just yet to really score because they run it so much in the red zone. The Commanders are running it at a really record-breaking rate right now compared to how much they pass it in the middle of the field. It really juxtaposes their strategy. Five targets, four catches for 80 yards last week, 8.8 points in half PPR for Zach Ertz. Hunter Henry, playing right now, so really we don't need to talk about it. I forgot that is happening right now. Again, New England up 7-0, and they just missed a 3rd-and-7, so they will be punting it. Are they actually in the red zone? I think they're going to have a kick a field goal. So Patriots may be up 10-0 earlier. Yeah, they're right outside the red zone around the 22-yard line, so there will be around a 40-yard field goal for the Patriots to get up 10-0. So Hunter Henry in the future, though, again, with Drake May, that is still a future pickup for tight end. They're going to be chucking it more. Drake May's going to want to launch it. And rookie quarterbacks, this just goes for rookie quarterbacks in general, running backs and tight ends tend to see a lot more usage early on in quarterbacks' careers. They're security blankets, they're fallback options, they're go-to guys. Hunter Henry will be that for May. Cody Parkinson, 13 targets last week. If you need someone for next week, he is back with the Rams. Wide receiver, going over to the wide receiver landscape. Couple guys on bye, CeeDee Lamb, and then the Bears. I mean, Keenan Allen proved to be a playable piece last week. We'll see if that continues. For the sake of my fantasy team, I got him pretty cheap. We do a money draft, so I got him for not a lot of money, but still a guy that I would really like to see be a usable flex. CeeDee Lamb, Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, all wide receivers on bye this week, so some explosive guys. But the waiver wire, it's not bad in the wide receiver market right now. We're actually going to start with the Kansas City Chief. A little questionable for today. He is going to play, as of this morning's report from Adam Schefter, Juju Smith-Schuster. Listen, the injury scares me. I was a little less excited than I was previously before the injury report, but last time the Chiefs played the 49ers in the regular season, 2022, Juju, I think it was 8 catches, 140 yards, a touchdown. He was incredible in that game. I think he'll be pretty solid in this game, too. They just don't have a lot of weapons. It's going to be a lot of 2-3 tight end sets for the Chiefs, but when they do throw to wide receivers in the middle of the field, it's going to be Juju Smith-Schuster right now. So I like him for 4 or 5 catches today, even with the injury. Juju's a flex option. Josh Downs, we've talked about him. You know, he's kind of over the threshold of what I like to talk about with the waiver wire segment. If you're over 50-ish percent rostered in leagues, then I start to kind of talk about you less. Downs is right at that marker. Richardson is back, so this may lessen all the wide receivers for the Colts' productivity a little bit. All 3 wide receivers for the Colts, by the way, came into today questionable. All 3 of them will play. Downs has been the most productive, the most explosive of Adonai Mitchell, Michael Pittman, and himself. I think, along with Alec Pierce, I think he may be better in real life than we all actually thought originally. Give me Josh Downs today. Christian Watson for the Packers. They're playing the Texans. It feels like a great pickup this weekend. It's going to be a high-scoring game. He's a big boomer bust player. This week, I think he falls on the boom meter. If you're a Costco guy. Xavier Leggett. This is a name that's heating up a lot more to me. You know, I know the Panthers aren't exactly an exciting team. It may be the understatement of the year. But Andy Dalton can throw the ball, and they're going to have to throw the ball a lot each game because they're going to be down. They're going to be, you know, fighting back from a deficit every week. And Andy Dalton's proven to still have some gas left in the tank, and Leggett has proven that he's figuring out this offense more and more. This is a rookie, okay? He's looking less and less like a rookie now. It's clear he knows the offense a little better. He could be a great end-of-season, end-of-your-playoff push option if you're able to pick up Xavier Leggett right now and capitalize on him sort of ascending into that number one option, not to mention Deontay Johnson, a possible trade option for the Carolina Panthers. Hell, that guy could be in red and gold in a couple of weeks. And then for the New England Patriots, Pop Douglas, we just mentioned the Patriots. Again, they're playing right now, so this is not a pickup for this week. But again, if you're hungry, if you're desperate, or if you're in a 12 or 14-man league, Pop Douglas is a name that could help you out. Drake May's going to bomb it. He's going to try and lift the top off, break the top off of the defense. And Pop Douglas is the literal one guy on the Patriots team that has the speed and the capabilities to do so. If you're Jalen Polk guy, I recommended him last week for the Patriots, but Jerod Mayo didn't speak exactly in the most positive light about him this week throughout his comments. Just a lot of, you know, we're disappointed in his progression, hasn't been what we wanted so far. And it's like, okay, you're a bottom five offense, a bottom five team, and it's a rookie wide receiver that you knew was going to be a little bit of a project. Why are you talking badly about him? That's a separate conversation. The way Jerod Mayo has dealt with press conferences and his comments throughout the season, could be better. But Pop Douglas is a name that I like for this week when thinking about, or for next week when thinking about wide receivers and trying to stash again. Patriots right now up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, 10-0, that second quarter, 13 minutes left. And Trevor Lawrence now taking the field, 6 plays, 38 yards, in just under 4 minutes of time of possession. Wow, the Patriots, 13 minutes with the ball in their hands so far, just owning the clock. But the Jags near midfield right now as we keep you up to date fantasy-wise with that game. We've got a matchup slate coming up right here on the Fantasy Football Show, which is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. We'll give you my winners and losers from last week in my recommendations. A lot of winners. Telling you what, this segment can help you out. I'll go through every matchup, and I'll tell you the guy that I like that's a little bit under the wire as far as being talked about. This isn't going to be your tier one elite level players, but I'm going to give you a little bit of my insight for each matchup of who I like this week. And it's a good matchup slate. A lot of fun games this week. And the Chiefs don't play till 3:25, that pregame around 2 o'clock right here on 96.5. It's your home for Kansas City sports. And of course, the Kansas City Chiefs will be right back here on Fantasy Football Sunday in just a couple of minutes. Stay locked in to 96.5. Welcome back. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Chiefs got a big one today. 3:25 taking on the Super Bowl rematch. San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco today. That pregame you can find right here on 96.5 The Fan starting at noon. You listen to me until 10. Then you got your guy, Jay Binkley, for the next couple of hours. He'll bring you up right to the pregame again starting at 12 o'clock with our guys, Josh Klingler, Mitch Holtis, and of course, Danan Hughes, again, starting at noon. Let's get over to the matchup slate. Again, waiver wire, start or sit, 913-586-7965. That'll take up the last 20 minutes or so of this show, so be a part of it. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line number, 913-586-7965, and give me your start or sit questions. Right now, though, going to go through each matchup and give you who I like. Winners from last week in this segment, Spencer Rattler had a good week. Chris Godwin was amazing against the Saints. I laid that out for you perfectly. Jordan Love, Josh Downs, Tank Dell did well. Chuba Hubbard, Bijan Robinson with a big day after what was in a disappointing week. Tyrone Tracy, Michael Wilson, Terry McLaurin, Tony Pollard, and Dawson Knox. Had some losers. Not as many as we usually do. I mean, it is heavily favoring the winners this week. Isaiah Likely, Ladd McConkey, and Antonio Gibson were some L's that I took last week for you, but I plan on giving you no L's this week. Let's see how that works. Starting with the Lions and Vikings. Man, they stuck this game at noon. Hey, I'm excited because I get to be focused on our Chiefs at 3:25, but Lions and Vikings, this is a fantastic matchup over there in the NFC North. I like Jordan Addison for the Minnesota Vikings. Detroit's 27th in passing yards allowed, just under 250 a game. I see Sam Darnold and the Vikings breaking that number. I see Addison being a big part of that. They're going to double Jefferson today. Not the whole day, but they'll double Jefferson a lot. Brian Branch, hybrid player in his second season out of Alabama, will be kind of shading and hovering over Jefferson a lot of today. Addison's played only three games this season. He had one good game, but the snap percentage has gone up each and every game. I see a good day out of Addison. They're going to need it if they want to hang in there with an elite Detroit Lions team. Jahmyr Gibbs. Talked about him last week. I see the Lions feasting on short passes in a way that they've yet to really do this season. Gibbs last year, two games with over 50 yards receiving. That's a lot for a running back. And he had three in the high 30s, near 40 last year. This year, his high is 34 receiving yards, just once. The other games, it's in the teens or low 20s. They've really yet to get him going in that passing and that screen game. And that's when he is so electric and can really hurt you. I don't see the Vikings linebackers, Anthony Barr and company, being able to keep up with Jahmyr Gibbs. Going over to our next matchup. If I can just get this little... There we go. Titans at the Bills. DeAndre Hopkins for the Tennessee Titans. Mason Rudolph's playing today. I think it's going to help their passing game, going to help their offense overall. Will Levis has been completely and utterly abominable. He's been terrible. It's been atrocious. Quite frankly, it's been sad to watch Will Levis play football. I'm glad they're going with Mason Rudolph. I don't think the Titans truly want to win games this year, but they don't want to look as unwatchable as it's been. Mason Rudolph will help that. And the Titans, listen, they may trade away Hopkins to a contender. That could be another guy wearing red and gold in a few weeks. I know he likes Nashville. He's honestly, I've met the dude, really nice guy, really likes the city over there. But at the end of the day, the guy's 31. He's never won, and he does care about that. And maybe it's in KC, who knows? But we're all Bills fans today. We want the Titans to lose this game. That means Hopkins could have a better chance of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Titans, other than Hopkins, though, I don't know. The Titans are tough to really read. I think they could want to have Hopkins have a good day today, but, you know, who knows? Maybe they want to trade Pollard, too. Maybe they want to trade Calvin Ridley. If you're desperate at QB today, I told you, I like Mason Rudolph more than I like Will Levis. But fantasy's supposed to be fun, and the Titans are not fun. So maybe rethink that if you're desperate at QB. Find someone else. Rudolph will maybe run a little bit as well. He does have some, you know, semblance of legs. So the Titans, I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins today. I think they're going to want him to have a decent day because they will be looking at the trade market after today when they lose to the Buffalo Bills. Sticking at wide receiver over the Bills part of this matchup, Keon Coleman. Amari Cooper has arrived in Buffalo. I think that means it's Keon Coleman's season. It could be good for Khalil Shakir, too. I think it will be good for Khalil Shakir, but this is really good news for the rookie. He's been better every week. The route running has been what it's impressed me the most part. It feels like his timing with Josh Allen has gotten better each week. We know he's got the intangibles. He's athletic. He's big. He can move. He's clearly belongs on the gridiron on Sundays. It's just getting him in the right spot at the right times. Amari Cooper's going to help that a lot. It's going to decrease all the pressure around Keon Coleman. Expect him to start to blow up for the Bills offense. Dolphins at Colts, a stinker. Josh Downs, we talked about him earlier. I think he's been the best skill player for Indianapolis this season, and the Dolphins blow, okay? Richardson changes his offense a little bit for Indy. Could mean bad news for Downs and the whole receiving core, but Downs has been the best and the most consistent of the bunch. If you're the Dolphins, listen, I think if you've got Dolphins players on your team, I'm not starting any of their running backs. You know, Devon Achane has been a complete no-go. I'm sitting him again today. I don't like Wright. I don't like Mostert. I don't like these guys today. I'm going to start Tyreek. I'm going to start Waddle. But other than that, I'm sticking away. I think the Colts have a really good front seven. I think they're able to stop the run today. And I don't like what Mike McDaniel and the Fins have done. We did just get a report this morning that Tua does have a chance to come back and play next week. And that kind of changes the outlook and the landscape of their season and what they want to try to do. So winning is definitely still in the picture for Miami. I just don't know how they're going to be able to do it effectively. I don't really want a part of this offense today. I'm not going to lie. Seattle traveling over to Atlanta to play in Mercedes-Benz Dome. We'll start with the Falcons here. Tyler Algier had a great week last week. I think he does it again. He's faster than Bijan. He's not more explosive. I think he's faster. Last week, Bijan and him combined for over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. I think that's the recipe for the Falcons. Like, they can pass the ball. Pitts has a couple of good catches. Drake London is proving to be a tier 2 receiver, not a tier 3, T4. Like, he's borderline top 10. Drake London's that good. Darnell Mooney having a step-up season. Kirk Cousins just threw for 500 yards a couple weeks. Like, they can throw the ball. But at the end of the day, what they want to rely on in the cold winter months that are ahead of us, in the playoffs, when you're outside at Detroit, when you're over in Lambeau, you're going to want that running game to be effective, and they've got a top 3 running back duo in Algier and Bijan, and they're going to have to continue to ride that because, yes, there's going to be 3rd down and 7s. Hell, there's going to be 4th down and shorts. There's going to be 3rd down and longs. You're going to be down 10 points. That's when you need your $200 million man, Kirk Cousins. That's when you need London and Pitts and all of those guys. But for now, regular season, facing the Seahawks team, give me Tyler Algier today. I'd start Bijan as well, obviously. Kenneth Walker for the Seahawks, sticking with the running game. I think this is going to be an explosive run attack on both sides. 23rd rushing defense for the Atlanta Falcons, over 140 yards allowed. And I think Walker takes advantage. You know, he had a weird fantasy day, low production, but still a good fantasy day last week. Today, I think the yards come. I mean, he is like 20 or 30 yards receiving, 20 or 30 yards rushing. It was really weird in that way. But I think they get the productions, gets the yards. I think he gets in the end zone again. I think he has over 70 yards on the ground. Kenneth Walker is a smash play today. Over to another fantastic matchup. The Houston Texans taking on the Green Bay Packers. Jaden Reed. He is the number one receiver for the Green Bay Packers. There's no thinking or hypothesizing anymore about who the number one guy is. Okay, we're almost halfway through the season. He leads the team with targets with 34. That's 2 more than Dontavian Wicks, but it's 16 more receptions than Dontavian Wicks. On 2 more targets, 16 more catches, he's the number one. He pretty much doubles the rest of the team in yards with 442. If you've been questioning what to do with Reed and really what to do with this Packers offense, which I understand going into the season. A lot of young weapons. We don't really know where to go. A young quarterback in Jordan Love. We don't know where he is going to want to go in this offense. Well, it's clear now. Okay, it's Jaden Reed. I like Watson today too. If you've got Christian Watson on your team and you've been struggling when to flex him, I think Watson is also a play. Him and Reed, both, I would play today. Joe Mixon for the Texans. If you have Joe Mixon on your team, you've been without Mixon for the majority of the season. So that means you've figured out how to live without him. Okay, he's played 3 games. 2 of them have been electric. Today's going to join that electric category. He had over 25 points in half PPR twice, 1 bust at 6. I like him to have at least 5 targets today, and they'll play well on the ground. Mixon has another good day. I don't know if it's 25 points in half PPR, but you can count a high teens for Mixon, and you should stick him in his lineup when he's healthy. I don't know if you've been questioning that. I know he's been out. He had the 1 bust. He's been out for 4 weeks or so. Mixon's a play. Bengals at Browns. Chase Brown. Another guy that I think's moved up into an every week start category for the Cincinnati Bengals. I called this early on in the season, by the way, him being just a better overall player than Zach Moss. He is. He gives Burrow another option in the pass game too. More than Moss gives. The offensive line's bad. Browns have a great front 4, great front 7. They're going to get after Joe Burrow. He's going to be annihilated multiple times. Strap up that wrist, buddy. Going to be a tough day. Face mask is going to be in the dirt quite a bit. He's going to need Chase Brown to help him out with that. Expect checkdowns for Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense today. And what is a must win? If the Bengals fall to 2-5, it's GG's. It's over. Season's done. 2-4, you got a chance. They can go 8-3 the rest of the way. If you looked at their schedule, they really can go 8-3 the rest of the way. That brings you to 10-7. I think that gets you in the wild card in the AFC. I think it's going to be close, but that starts with the day. You lose to the Browns, it's over. Nick Chubb. It's his first week back. Do I think he's going to get his usual load of snaps, which would be, you know, RB1, best running back in fantasy football load of snaps? No, I don't. It's his first week back from a major injury. But if you're questioning whether to play him today, I think you do. If you're a guy who's had Nick Chubb, you drafted Nick Chubb, you knew you weren't going to have him for a good amount of the season. So either that's paid off and your team's great, and now you're, you know, whatever, 5-1, 6-0, 4-2, and you're like, oh my God, I get Nick Chubb back today or next week if I play him next week, whatever it is. That's a cheat code. If you're like what I think you're probably like if you drafted Nick Chubb on that 2-4, 3-3, 1-5 side, you need to play him today. You drafted him. It didn't work out. The rest of the team didn't hold the fort, didn't keep the ship afloat. That's okay. You're sinking. You need help. You need another bucket. Chubb's able to help you get some of that water out and help you keep afloat. And I do think he'll be spelled by Dante Foreman and Pierre Lewis coming in and out, but there's no Jerome Ford today. So I think that even means a little bit more Chubb. And the Bengals run defense is pitiful. It's absolutely horrific. He's going to get in the end zone today. The crowd is going to go insane. They're in Cleveland. The letter to the fans was awesome. If you didn't see Nick Chubb's letter to the fans, he's a class act. He's a great player. Yes, I know the franchise sucks. I know the quarterback sucks. Nick Chubb's awesome. They deserve something to cheer for in Cleveland. Nick Chubb will be it today. He will score. And hell, I'm rooting for the Browns. I hate Cincinnati. So let's go Nick Chubb. Philadelphia traveling to New York. This is another storyline loaded matchup. Some great narratives in this game. You've obviously got Saquon Barkley going back home to the Big Apple to take on his old team in the G-Men. And we'll start with the boys in blue in New York. Tyrone Tracy, listen, we talked about him in the waiver wire section. Darius Slayton, I think is going to be playing today, but he's playing hurt. Malik Nabers just came back. I expect them to use Tracy a lot, both in the ground and in the pass game through the air. 6 targets, 6 catches last week. Had almost 20 points in half PPR. This is a really good play. We talk about this in fantasy, right? Like, is the guy actually good? No, but he gets usage. He's a part of the offense. The offense is good. I got to play him. Like, the Giants offense isn't great. The team's not exciting. Tyrone Tracy is, though. He's the bright spot, along with Malik Nabers, who's been out these last couple weeks. But Tyrone Tracy is electric. They drafted a good rook. They've got 2 fun rookies on the offensive side, and this is the first time they're going to see the field at the same time today. Give me Tyrone Tracy against the Giants. And then for the Eagles, I struggle with the Eagles every week about what to tell you who to play, because you should be starting A.J. Brown. You should be starting Devontae Smith. You should be starting Saquon Barkley. You should be starting Jalen Hurts. Those are their 4 main players. Dallas Goedert's hurt today, so you won't have Dallas Goedert. Oh, my. A 50-yard dime in the middle of the field from Trevor Lawrence to the rookie out of LSU, Brian Thomas. What a laser. Strapped, man covered, did not matter. In the breadbasket, man, Lawrence needed to see that go. They are near the red zone now. The Jags are, as they are down 7-10. What a throw there down to the 21-yard line for Jacksonville. So I don't know, when I talk to you about Philadelphia, I don't really know where to lead you. If I had to tell you kind of a low-key player today for the Philadelphia, it'd be the Eagles defense, you know, against this Giants team. But I don't even love that, because I think the G-men are going to come up fired up today. I think they, like, I don't think the roster or the team really cares about the Saquon Barkley thing, okay? Like, maybe a little bit, but it's going to be the fans. Like, and that energy will be contagious. It'll be palpable in New York today. I really do. You know, Saquon, I'm sorry. You don't think you're going to get booed today? Get the earplugs ready, buddy. Look away. I don't know what to tell you. Stay in the locker room until the game starts. Every time you touch the pigskin, the roars of boos will be so loud. It will be deafening. And I'd boo him too. I don't care. And I like Saquon. I think he's a great guy. It's not his fault, but this is sports, buddy. I'm booing you. Eagles defense is a decent start today, but again, I just don't know really where to lead you with this Eagles team. You can text me 913-586-7965 and tell me what you want from me when I talk about the Eagles. I could help you out. 913-586-7965. That's also the number for our waiver wire start or sit segment, which I'll be getting to in just about a little less than 10 minutes as we continue this matchup slate. Raiders at the Rams. Trey Tucker for Las Vegas, and it's ugly for Las Vegas. Other than Bowers, it's a complete and utter crapshoot. But Tucker had two good weeks in a row against Carolina and Cleveland in weeks 3 and 4. He had over 12 points and half PPR both weeks. He's a big play guy, right? He's fast. He can stretch the defense a little bit. He played over 90% of snaps last week. He left with just 2 targets and 0 receptions on 90% of snaps played. So again, it's a crapshoot, guys. I don't know what to tell you, but I do like what I've seen out of Tucker as far as just like a football player is concerned. And it's shown up in the stat sheet twice for fantasy purposes. So Trey Tucker would be my desperation pick for Las Vegas. Kyren Williams for the Rams. He ran for 102 yards 2 weeks ago before the bye. He's now fresh. He's ready to walk. There's still no Puka. There's still no Cooper Kupp. And the Raiders suck on defense. And against the run specifically, they're not great. I'm going to go Kyren Williams today. Look for Sean McVay to feed him both in the pass and the run game. Moving over to another matchup here, we've got the Carolina Panthers taking on the Washington Commanders. Starting with the not-so-great Carolina team. Xavier Leggett. He's close to becoming an every week play. Okay, we talked about him last week. Had a decent week. I think it was like 9 points or something. It was a flex play, right? Okay, not explosive, but a flex play. When he plays a lot of snaps, he scores, and I foresee him playing more and more snaps as the season goes on. When he doesn't play a lot of snaps, I question what Carolina's doing. Okay, you drafted this guy in the first round out of South Carolina, maybe high second round. I think it was. I can't quite remember. Either way, this is a high-octane kind of player, a big talent that you need to get snaps, you need to get reps, you need to see him mature throughout the season. He started to do that. I think they'll continue that. And not to mention, the Panthers are down every game. They're going to throw a lot. Andy Dalton's going to be having to red rifle it everywhere. Leggett may be the recipient of some of those shots. Brian Robinson for the Commanders. He came in questionable today, but I think he's going to play well. Okay, he was questionable a couple weeks ago. Didn't get the carries or the yards that he usually does because of that questionable status. But come red zone time, the Commanders run more than anyone right now in the red zone, which is crazy because they pass a lot in the middle of the field. But come red zone, they run the ball. Brian Robinson will be getting those handoffs, will be getting those carries, and will be getting those touchdowns. Had 2 touchdowns 2 weeks ago when he was questionable. I think he gets in the end zone today. And on that same note, I think if you're an Austin Eckler guy, he's playable today as well. Less likely to see him get in the end zone. Still possible, but he'll get that usage in the middle of the field on their drives, and he'll be the recipient of multiple checkdowns, something that Eckler has fed off for his whole career. So both running backs over there in Washington I like today. Got the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers today at 3:25 pregame right here on 96.5 The Fan, starting at noon. You finish up listening to me getting all of your amazing winning fantasy advice. And then you listen to Jay Binkley for a couple hours, and then boom, 96.5, bringing you your Chiefs pregame show starting at noon. And the Jaguars just scored a touchdown. Did not see who scored that TUD. It is 14-10 now in that game, and we'll get you that information on that score there for fantasy purposes. Right now, Kansas City Chiefs at the San Francisco 49ers. Kareem Hunt, I expect a lot of carries for him today, and I expect him to get in the end zone once today, too. We saw last week what this offense is now, right? It's two tight end, three tight end sets. It's running the ball. It's being bigger and tougher and more physical than you. At 4 to 6 yards a pop, that's what this offense is. That's what this team is now. It's a defense-led team, and the offense needs to kind of game manage and get 20-ish plus points. That's it. That's the recipe for success for this Kansas City team, and I think Kareem Hunt's going to be at the nucleus of that. Xavier Worthy, I expect a decent day out of him today. The Chiefs love to work horizontally against the 49ers. A lot of eye candy, a lot of window dressing. Warner and Bosa's head, it's like they're watching a ping pong match. They have no idea what's going on, looking side to side every which way. I think Xavier Worthy is a huge part of that. Expect him to have a good day. He is playable today to me. Debo Samuel, Ayuk's going to get covered. He's going to get blanketed. If you got George Kittle, you're already starting him every week. He'll have a decent day against the Chiefs, I believe. But Debo will be the main guy for 49ers today in the run and the pass game. I expect him to be used a lot in the backfield today because Jordan Mason coming in with that ACL joint injury, we'll see how healthy he is. You've got the rookie running back, Isaac Garrido. But Debo is really their best runner of the football right now, him and Mason, depending on the health of Mason. So I see a lot of quick game usage for Debo Samuel today. Over to Sunday Night Football. Got the New York Jets taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. This quarterback situation is absolutely just exhausting. I'm over it. It looks like Russell's going to play. I also read a report that it might be both quarterbacks. It might be a 2QB system. I don't know if that means like college where you've got, you know, Colt McCoy driving down the field. Oh, this isn't the right team. I can't think of Oklahoma's team. Was it Sam Bradford? Yeah, maybe it was Sam Bradford and Blake Bell, the Belldozer, where they did that. But either way, I don't know if it's going to be a college 2QB system, same drive, or it's going to be, okay, one drive, we do this quarterback. Next drive, we bring in Russell. Either way, Russell's not good anymore, but he's good at throwing the deep ball. That's the one thing, that's the one talent that he still has retained from his talents washing away. Before our very eyes these last few years. He can still throw a pretty deep ball. Well, what does George Pickens do? He runs down the sideline. He's bigger and he's stronger than most cornerbacks. He gets up, he jumps up high, and he high points the football. That's pretty much all he's really, really good at the receiver position. He's finally got a quarterback who can do that. They don't like to throw deep with Fields, really even intermediate. I think that's like strategic. I think that's because he's not good at doing it. And Wilson isn't great at it, but he can. I imagine they try and let loose on a couple plays today. Tonight, I should say. And the Jets situation, let's just get this out of the way, okay? The Jets situation is very simple. There's no really hot takes for the Jets. If you've got Breece Hall, play him. That's his stock has gone up. If you got Garrett Wilson, you're already playing him, play him harder. Stock's up. Lazard, this is the hard one. This is the tough one, boys. If you've been feasting on the Lazard 7 targets a game, that's done, okay? Maybe time to drop him. You can keep him on your bench. Maybe play him every now and then. He'll have a touchdown every night. Rodgers will still go to him. He still likes him. But he's gonna be hit hard here. Okay, Braylon Allen's going to be hit hard here. Tyler Conklin is going to be hit hard here. The offense is now simply Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, and Davante Adams. That's it. That's it every week. Pretty simple for the Jets. Really quickly, two Monday Night Football games before we get to that start or sit waiver wire segment coming up after the break. 913-586-7965 is the JSAF Land Tow Service text line number. Make sure you're part of it. Ask me your sit or start questions. 913-586-7965. Baltimore taking on Tampa Bay. Zay Flowers today. The Bucs secondary Swiss cheese. I'm really excited for this game. Monday Night Football. I expect Flowers to torch this defense. I don't know what Tampa's supposed to do defensively to stop Baltimore, whether it's running the ball or passing the ball, Lamar Jackson, inside, outside the pocket. I think Tampa is kind of screwed defensively in this game. I expect at least one massive play from Zay Flowers. On the other side, I like what the Bucs can do offensively, though. I think that if they're going to win this game, they're going to have to keep up. It's going to be a high-scoring game. That's the recipe for success for Tampa Bay, not only in this game, but really when they're playing contenders, when they're playing Really good football teams. Tampa Bay is going to have to score a lot of points. Evans is going to be a part of that. I told you Chris Godwin last week, and it was a Chris Godwin show. This week, it's going to be Mike Evans. I don't care about the questionable call. He's an older receiver. They do that a lot of weeks with him. They don't have him practice. They put a questionable designation on him, and voila, number 13's out there catching touchdown passes as usual. Chargers, Cardinals, give me J.K. Dobbins. We talked about it earlier. He got 25 carries last week against Denver. They're just not slowing it down with J.K. Dobbins. This is a guy who is 25 years old, has yet to play a full season, even really half of a season with all the terrible injuries he's suffered. Harbaugh and company, screw it. Let's give Dobbins the ball again. Ride this train until the wheels fall off, Dobbins owners. Play him, play him, play him. He may get injured again, and then you're going to be sad that you had him on your bench when they were really playing him and giving him the football. Kyler Murray had a bad week last week against Green Bay. It's been a weird offense. Marvin Harrison's playing. The Chargers defense isn't great. It's not bad, but I like Kyler today. I think he'll run around a couple of times. So Kyler Murray, if you're struggling with a quarterback option today, I would start Kyler Murray. And that is your matchup slate segment right here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays. We're live for the next 16 minutes. That means you can text in all your start or sit questions. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Stay locked in on your home for Kansas City sports. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Little over 10 minutes left here on Fantasy Football Sundays on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football pregame starting at noon. Jay Binkley up next for the next couple of hours, but right now, it's start or sit. 913-586-7965. Be a part of it. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number, 913-586-7965. You're active today. I like it. 297. Kincaid against Tennessee or Ertz against the Panthers? I'm going to go Ertz. She's got more usage. Kincaid's still fighting the Knox thing. Cooper's back. Cooper's there today. I don't know how that's going to change that offense. Tennessee's defense is better than Carolina. I'm going to go Zach Ertz. The only thing Zach Ertz hasn't done is get in the end zone. The rest, he's been a great fantasy tight end. Give me Zach Ertz. Aaron Rodgers or Jaden Daniels? You got to go Jaden Daniels, man. Got to go Jaden Daniels. There's no question. In fantasy football, you got to go with the running quarterback. Jaden Daniels has been electric. There's no question there. Jaden Daniels today and for the rest of the season over Aaron Rodgers. 185 texts in. Have both Adams and Wilson. Think I'm good for starting both or putting Pittman Jr. or Slayton? Ooh, that's tough, man. Having Devontae and... Okay, so... All right. 185, you're going to have this problem every week. So you need to trade one of these two guys. That's my first thought is you can't have both Jets. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're both great every week, but there's going to be a week where one's awesome, one's not. And that sucks for you. And you don't want to play this guessing game every week. So I would put both in this week. I think I'd put both in because I don't like Slayton right now. I don't like Pittman Jr. with Anthony Richardson coming back. I'm playing them both, but I'm hoping they both play well week one, and then you're choosing. You're deciding who you like for the rest of the season, and you're trading the other one. You're selling high. Hopefully you're selling high. Hopefully they have a great game, whether it's Wilson or Adams, whoever you're trading, and that's what you need to do. 268, am I an idiot for starting Darnold over Josh Allen? My opponent has Jefferson and Addison. Is it good to try and limit the damage? Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. That's a great idea. Way to go. Listen, we can't play defense in fantasy football unless we can. That's defense. I love that. I love that, 268. And guess what? Listen, Josh Allen, he's playing the Titans today. It could be a huge day for Josh Allen. Also could not. It could be 21-0 by the second quarter, and it could just be, hey, we're going to run the ball with Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, and James Cook's a little hurt with the turf toe. We'll let him sit, too. Who knows? I like Sam Darnold today. That's a high-scoring game today. And I like you trying to limit the damage. I think that's a really good job. 672, Cam Akers or Nick Chubb? Damn. That's not fun. Nick Chubb over Cam Akers today. I don't love it, but that's who I'm going with, 672. 981, Chubb versus Moss versus Tracy. The 981. Okay, so this is a fun one. I actually got a text about this. Personally today, it's funny that you had this exact same question. I'm going to go. So I like Tracy today. I think Tracy gets more usage today than Nick Chubb, and he's on a better offense right now. He catches more passes than Nick Chubb. So in that situation, I'm going to sit Moss. He's a no-go. Chubb has a chance to play, but I'm going to go with over Tracy, but I'm watching Nick Chubb this week because next week is probably when you play him. But right now, just as far as the pass catching, I'm going to go Tracy. 858. I have Achane, Pollard, James Cook, and Chubb. I need to start two at running back. Achane, Pollard, James Cook, and Chubb. Okay. I don't like Achane today. Okay, so we're out on that. I don't like Achane this season right now. I don't like the Dolphins. I don't like what I'm seeing from the running game. I don't like any of it. Okay? Like, the start of the season, we're like, is Achane a league winner? And here we are like, should I start Achane in my double flex league? He got 4 points last week. No, I don't like Devon Achane. I'm going to go Pollard and James Cook. I'm going to start the Buffalo Titans, the Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans kind of combo there. Going against Nick Chubb a lot today, though. It does not make me excited. A few more minutes. Get your texts in. 913-586-7965. Mason, Sermon, Eklor, or bring Chubb off of IR from the 277. So play Mason today, even though he's hurt. But it's the Chiefs defense, man. That's tough. And Trey Sermon has not been great, and I don't like him today that much either. Austin Eckler and Mason scream out the most to me, but Chubb off of IR, maybe you just go with Chubb in that situation because I don't love any of that. And I do think Chubb has a chance to score today. The only reason I'm hesitant in saying Nick Chubb has a chance to score today is because that offense blows. Like really, really badly. Like the worst quarterback in the league badly. Screw it. Bring Chubb off IR. If not that, Eckler. That's a tough one though, man. I don't like Jordan Mason against this Chiefs defense. No one's been able to run on him. Like every best running back in the league has tried against Kansas City. This season hasn't happened. 7-2-2. Do you think Dalton Kincaid or Zach Ertz for tight end start week 7? Give me Zach Ertz. 1-4-0. Deontay Johnson or Jameson Williams? Give me Jameson Williams. Ride that hot hand, baby. Ride that hot hand with Jameson Williams. He's been absolutely explosive. And I like a high scoring game today. Minnesota and Minnesota and Detroit. Thank you. 268 flex spot. Aaron Jones or Ayuk? Give me Aaron Jones today over Brandon Ayuk. I think Ayuk gets locked up by Trent McDuffie and that Kansas City Chiefs defense. 9-4-3. Who's the best to start? Chubb, Hunt, or Pollard? Kareem Hunt today, actually, I think. I think Kareem Hunt's your start today. Pollard's been good. Pollard's, you know, we had another Pollard just a few texts ago. Pollard's actually an interesting start today because of the Mason Rudolph thing. That does make me change my mind a little bit. I like Mason Rudolph with Pollard. That means more checkdowns, more catching opportunities. I'm still going Kareem Hunt today, though. 9-4-3. Kareem Hunt today. I think he has a big day. He gets in the end zone. 7-7-3. Jalen Waddle or Trey Tuckle or D-Hop? For my flex spot. That's ugly, brother. That's ugly. So, ceiling, you go Trey Tucker, right? Trey Tucker has the biggest chance to pop off. So, if you're in a ceiling situation, 7-7-3, you go Trey Tucker. If you're in a floor situation where you just would really like 7 to 10 points, you go DeAndre Hopkins. I'm staying away from Waddle. I am. Trey Tucker or D-Hop right now. I just don't like Miami, if you can tell right now. I'm not into it. Fantasy-wise, real-life-wise, I don't like it. All right, one more minute. Going to try and just run through a few of these quickly. Eckler or Najee Harris? Eckler. No, Najee. 935. So Fantasy League, first place problems. Darnell Mooney or Jameson Williams? Ride the hot hand again. Go Jameson. Dante Johnson or Jameson? Jameson. Atwell or... I can't remember how to pronounce his name. Let me go Atwell. Dalton Kincaid or Cade Otton? Kincaid. Pickens or Lockett? Non-PPR league. Ceiling. That's a ceiling floor question. Go ceiling with Pickens. Lockett, Shakir, Judy, or Waddle, pick two. Give me Lockett and Judy. I don't like that lineup, though, 416. We'll try and help you out here next week on Fantasy Football Sundays, live every Sunday, 9 to 10 after this. It's Jay Binkley for 2 hours, and of course, it's your Kansas City Chiefs pregame show. They take on the San Francisco 49ers today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Sunday. Tell your dog, your cat, your lizard, whatever you got that I said hello. And go Chiefs! Thanks, guys.